Hey friends, this is Penny Miller at your favorite Christian radio station, WJLY, with The Lamplighter. And I am so thrilled today to have a friend of mine. Her name is Denise Prosser. Denise, how are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Good. So glad that you're here. Well, Denise and I have known each other for quite a long time. And she's pretty special. She's involved in a lot of ministries. She has a lot of talents. We're going to talk about two of your talents today. One is music and one is writing. So, Denise, how long have you been playing your guitar?
Since college, so 20-some years.
Oh, you probably just gave your age away.
Whatever. That's all right.
And then you also do, you don't call it violin, or do you call it fiddle, or what do you call it?
Actually, I play the viola.
The viola.
I started the violin in fourth grade. Switched to the viola in 10th grade because I like harmony and those sorts of things. So those are my main two. I dabbled in a little clarinet, a little trumpet, a little baritone through school, but viola and guitar are what stuck.
Which are two beautiful instruments. I love the combination of those two together. I just love them. And, you know, I just remember last year, I think it was during Share-a-thon, we had asked Denise to come, and she was outside with your viola, right?
Yeah.
And just walking around the crowds, and she was playing. Were you singing as well?
I did some. I think I had the guitar with me, too.
Okay. And everybody enjoyed that. That was just wonderful. Just kind of creates a special atmosphere is what it does. And you're going to get to hear Denise sing and play here in just a few minutes. How have you used your instruments and your voice as well to glorify the Lord, to minister to other people?
It's neat how he blends all that together. I've done music at nursing homes for sing-alongs and parties and those sorts of things. I'm a music therapist by trade, and I've done music therapy with developmentally disabled adults and children, as well as 4 years of hospice music therapy. And through that, I've done several funerals, just bringing honor to these folks at the end of their lives and helping their families through those times. It's been really neat to experience music with end-of-life things.
And I know I can speak personally because my dad that passed away almost 3 years ago, and he was in the nursing home, and you came and played. And that just meant so much. Just having that in the room going, hearing your sweet voice, that instrument playing, it just has a tendency, I think, to kind of calm not just the person that's in hospice, but the family as well. It just meant a lot. And then I know you did a beautiful job singing at my dad's funeral. That meant a lot.
Thank you.
What do you love so much about what you're doing as far as with your music?
Watching God show up and use it in different ways.
How have you seen him use that?
I had one of my first hospice patients that I really got to know the family, and the wife said, well, the Holy Spirit picks your songs. And I'd never really paid attention to that consciously. And so the next time I was there that morning, I prayed. I'm like, okay, Lord, if she thinks you're picking my songs, I better be paying attention and making sure that you're picking my songs today.
Right.
And what I didn't realize was that that would be the last time I would sing for her husband. And God really did pick the songs that day. And we sang about heaven all morning long. Oh. And within 24 hours, he was there walking the streets of gold. And it's just been really neat to watch God do that. And he's also given me songs to write over the years. And I have seen those songs be used decades later. He gave me a song over 2 decades ago for a friend that was going through a divorce, and that song later was sung when we were raising money to bring our daughter home. It was very adoption appropriate. Mm-hmm. I've sung it at a funeral. It's just neat how God uses things that he helped you to create or brought about decades ago, and then brings it to pass for something else later.
Wow, that's really encouraging to hear. And I can speak from the families that you do come into and you are singing. It is a comfort. It is a comfort because you're always singing about heaven, and for a family that's in the process of losing somebody that they love, what an uplifting, you know, comfort for us. I can speak from that personally. Well, I tell you what, we're going to have Denise sing a little bit of a song that she wrote. Do you have a title for it?
Send Me.
within me. Okay, let's sit back and just enjoy a minute or so of Denise Prosser.
I see the hurting and helpless, the hopeless and lost. By the storms of this life, they're beaten and tossed. But they desperately need the power of the cross. Send me. So send me, Lord. It's the cry of my heart. Send me, Lord. Help me finish what you start. Show them just how great thou art, Lord, send me. Show them just how great thou art, Lord, send me.
Oh, beautiful. I'm going to clap a little bit here. That was awesome, Denise. Thank you so much. And you wrote that.
I did.
That's so beautiful. I told you earlier, we're going to have to just do a program where you just sit and play. Just play the whole time. Give listeners a big treat. It's so wonderful how you have used and are still using your music as a ministry. That's the goal as Christians, to use whatever gifts we have to glorify the Lord. You've got another talent, too, that you're working on. You're writing a book. Why don't you tell us about that?
I am. Words and letters have always been a thing. That's how we homeschooled for many years. And in 18, God began to reveal that he wanted to use words to minister to moms and to kids. And I started a blog at that time. Each week was its own letter. And so there was a certain word based on that letter for the mom and then one for the kid as well. So it was two separate devotions. Well, by May of that year, he made it clear that he wanted that same concept and that same premise as a book. So I have a 6-month devotional written that is basically 2-in-1. I remember as a young mom trying to keep track of my devotional and the kids' devotional and finding one under the couch with Cheerios on it. And so this is kind of its own thing, basically 2 books in 1. It still needs roots and wings and editing and all of those things.
So it's not been published yet.
It is not published yet.
But it sounds like it's on its way. And I'm just going to throw this out here. You know, you need to stay up, listeners, with Denise. And she has a website up now. It's just Denise Prosser. That's DeniseProsser.com. And you're going to see her writings on there. And the focus you were telling me was just to be an encouragement, how to walk with moms. Because today, every day, moms, we need some help. No matter what age you are, if you have littles, or if you're like me and you have adult children, we can all benefit. But on her website, she has free printables, she has Bible verses. And if I'm understanding right, Denise, it's kind of geared also to things, we could all write this, things that we wish we would have known or done differently.
Yes.
Okay. That's such an encouragement. I can't wait. I'm going to get on the website. And friends, I'm going to encourage you also. So we're talking about writing a book. Before we go, I want to know, how did that come to your mind? How did God bring that to your heart that, hey, I need to write a book?
He just started giving it to me in pieces. And then all of a sudden I knew it was a letter a week. And then I knew there were 5 devotions a week for mom and 5 for kids. And focused on balances for the kids, biblical wisdom and biblical knowledge, as well as godly living. So there's books of the Bible and characters and just godly living, things you need more of, like grace and peace, and less of like anger and bitterness.
Well, Denise, we're going to wrap this up. And listeners, thank you so much for joining me and Denise Prosser today. Please go to her website, deniseprosser.com. And if Denise, if you don't mind, I'm going to let you take the last 30 seconds to take us out of Lamplighter today.
Where you lead me, I will follow. Where you take me, I will go. Let your heart